This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to the 12th episode of my podcast, AppForce One. My name is Jeroen Leenerts, and I've been developing software for over 18 years, developing iOS apps for over 9 years. Also, I've been running the Dutch Cocoa Heads for over 7 years. If you are an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it will keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences, and events you might not have heard about otherwise. In this episode, I'm going to talk about getting started with UIKit in SwiftUI and vice versa, app architecture basics in SwiftUI, detailed look at the NS Collection layout group, when to use defer in Swift, and finally, 10 things iOS developers should focus on in 2021. On top of that, we will discuss the Cocoa Heads NL meetup in January, that will happen later this month, and of course, Donny's Monday morning tweet. So let's get started. Antoine van der Lee has a nice article on getting started with UIKit in SwiftUI and vice versa. In his blog post, he shares a few extensions that make it way easier to use SwiftUI within a UIKit-based view controller. You should definitely have a look at this article if you're working in a project that uses UIKit and SwiftUI in the same codebase. Matt Gallagher over at Cocoa Heads with Love has an article on app architecture basics in SwiftUI. It's the first part of a multi-part article series that he will be releasing over the next few weeks. In his series of articles, he will look at fundamental app architectural concepts and how they apply to an app written in SwiftUI. I found the first article very interesting because it introduces some architectural principles that you can actually apply in a SwiftUI-based application. Definitely have a look at this article because you might come up with some new ideas on how you can approach a project with SwiftUI. Philip Nemechek has an interesting article that's called Detailed Look at the NS Collection Layout Group. With the NS Collection Layout Group definition, you can create quite different layouts while keeping the rest of the code the same. In his blog post, he will introduce the NS Collection Layout Group class, which is part of the compositional layout for collection views, and it assumes some basic knowledge on how you can use different classes related to collection views and how they all work together. He has a previous article on this topic. You should read this article if you're using collection views in your application, because it shows you how you can very easily create very different layouts while keeping the rest of your code base pretty much the same. And it seems that Apple has signaled in their latest WWDC that collection view is actually the future and we should start using table views a lot less. So definitely have a look at this article if you want to have more flexibility in how you lay out your collection views. Also, I wanted to do a special shout out to Philip, because he is actually the first GitHub sponsor of my podcast. So if you want to support my show, please look over at my show notes. There's a link to my sponsor page on github.com. You can use that page if you want to help support my podcast. So Philip, thank you very much for your support, and I hope you are the first of many supporters of my podcast. So when should you use defer in Swift? In this article, Rob will actually talk about this very topic. The Swift defer statement allows you to execute code right before a function returns. In his article, Rob presents a number of example use cases where defer can be used in Swift. Donny Walls has written an article on 10 things iOS developers should focus on in 2021. He agrees that this is a clickbaity article title, but in his article he actually showcases a number of things that you can focus your attention on in 2021. The first thing Donny mentions is Combine, a topic on which he has written a book. You can actually find an affiliate link of this book in my show notes. And after the Combine topic, Donny mentions a number of other technologies related to iOS app development. Amongst them are SwiftUI, XC Test, Collection Views, Core Data, Instruments, Building Universal App, AR Kit, and Async Await. But the best suggestion in his entire article is actually communication skills. This is something you can work on as a side project by doing conference talks or just every day working with your peers and your business sponsors. I actually did a very interesting podcast episode on this specific topic with Brandon. Being able to communicate effectively as a developer is important, both verbally and in written form. And it never hurts if you improve your communication skills. That's why I also agree with Donny that in 2021, it's a good idea if we would all focus a little bit of our time on our so-called soft skills. It will help you become a better team member, a more efficient communicator, and a better listener. So practice your communication skills, write often, doesn't have to be blog post or any other long form, can even be email, and make sure you listen to other people, and ask for feedback on your communication skills when possible. This works best if you do this with people that are in your environment already and that you have a trust relation with already. Also reach out to your local meetup group if you want to do a presentation with them. Cocohead Snell is actually a meetup group that allows starting speakers to actually gain some experience and also a valuable online video of their actual speaking results. If you want to work on some of your soft skills and you're running into some challenges, please reach out to me on Twitter, @appforce1, and maybe I can help you with some coaching for free. So just to go back to Donny's article, definitely have a look at it because of each of the 10 things, he has a bunch of links with learning resources so that you can actually work on each of these 10 suggestions that Donny puts forward in his article. On January 20th, Cocohead Snell will have another one of their online meetups. What's interesting is that this is a session that is partly hosted by their new sponsor for 2021, NS, the Dutch Railways. Have a look at their meetup page and see if you can join their meetup. This is the first Monday of 2021. I hope you all had a great new year, and let's have a look at the responses to Donny's Monday morning tweet. Private Moshi is still in holiday gear, and he's working on an app icon, but he's also puzzled to why TestFlight allows his app to run in landscape when he clearly forbade it in the deployment info of his app. Vasco is getting back into the groove after a holiday well spent. He's doing some live testing for his new project, continuing development for the iOS app, and the main thing would be picture upload and improving the integration with the Firebase backend. Daniel Saidi is happy that it's the first Monday of the new year, and he's working on improving the SwiftUI support for KeyboardKit, and he's hoping to crack how to present a system-like button callout when the user types. Petrina is also happy that it's a new week, and this week she's focusing her studies on the Stanford course CS193P with SwiftUI, and on the side she will look into some more info on SwiftUI animations. Jerry needs to paint his bathroom. Michaela Curran is hoping to begin making a new app and finishing up some consulting project. Also, this week she has the last day of her job, and next week will be the first day of a new iOS dev job. Congratulations, Michaela. Matt is working on adding iOS 14 widgets to the Albert Heijn app. Albert Heijn is a Dutch grocery store. Pratik is getting back to work and will make plans for the entire month. He started learning TDD, and it will take a while to learn it, practice it, and execute it. Sounds like he has TDD down already. Josh is trying to get really ahead in Indie Dev Monday interviews, and he's maybe picking up his guitar again. Nigel Gee is finishing upgrading his app to iOS 14 with some extra features, like widgets, and learning more about core data with a very well-known book. Bartosz Prozowski has just uploaded his app to the App Store that he has rewritten in SwiftUI. The biggest problem for him was the adaption of MapView with UIKit so that the app was compatible with iOS 13. Anyway, it's live, and he says you should have a look at AutoGuardian. Bogdan has published my pedometer app, and this week he's going to work on some new features that were requested. Gary Ismay is starting a new job later this week, but still he's going to squeeze in some time to work on his own app somewhere. Lorenzo Lewis is feeling pretty comfortable with SwiftUI, so he's moving on to building a large UIKit app and hoping to get the first version out on TestFlight by the end of the week. Matthias Bachmann is back to business, and he's inspired by some days off and a bit of time to play around with SwiftUI and multi-platform support. David Arvey has published his first short blog post. And finally, Code Swift UI is working on a game for a competition. It isn't the best, but it's definitely helping him or her learn a lot. So it's great to see that people are beginning the new year with a lot of new energy. So happy new year, everybody, and I hope to be in your ears a lot more this year. If you have any feedback, please mention me on Twitter at AppForce1 or send me a DM. Also, you can use speakpipe.com/AppForce1 and maybe I'll use your recording in my show. And finally, Leo from Empowered Apps and I did something special. On Thursday, I will release an episode interviewing him, and a day later, he will release an episode interviewing me. So definitely have a listen to my episode and, of course, to the interview that Leo did with me. Empowered Apps, link in the show notes. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. AppForce1.net/lead developer, all one word.